We do. I want to say a huge thank you to the mayor of Comox, Russ Arnott. Mayor Arnott, thank you for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So I just want to start off with a lot of the messaging that we're getting from government officials in different capacities is, yes, there is something severe happening, but we need to remain calm. And is there a message that you want to get out to the Comox Valley, just kind of in this vein?
Yeah, we definitely need to dial it back a little bit and stay calm. One of the things that I get concerned about is, you know, you go onto Facebook or social media and somebody's friend, sister's brother is a doctor and they've said this, and somebody else's uncle's aunt's a doctor and they said that. I think it's really important that we follow what the public health doctor in our area, Dr. Charmaine Enns, is saying. You know, she's the expert. She's the one who has got the pulse of the community. And I think if we follow that, we should be okay. You know, there's all sorts of professionals out there. You know, like a couple months ago, we had all sorts of professionals on climate change on social media. Now we have the professionals on social media of this. Let's just let the true professionals, the public health people, guide us through this part.
I think that's such an important message. When you see something on there, I think the first question we need to ask ourselves is, what is the source?
Yeah, we're all grasping for information right now. But as we've seen over the years, information is so erratic, and we need to stick with that one line of information.
And the big message, of course, is social distancing. And if you don't need to be out and about, stay home. So what kind of things are you doing to not go stir crazy as you distance yourself from people at an appropriate length?
Well, luckily I have a big yard and the weather is nice, so I've been taking the opportunity to work on my yard. But like many people, I too have another job, and so I have to maintain that work. I'm working out of the house for that. But I still go into my office, and it's reduced staffing. I'm the only one that goes in there. So, you know, we still have a life to live, and if we do it responsibly, then I think, you know, we'll get through this okay. My concern, you know, is the area that we live in with so many seniors that we can't forget them. You know, you go into the grocery store, it's a lot of younger people, and I've reached out to my neighbors who are seniors, and they know how to get a hold of me. You know, if we all do that, if we all just, you know, reach out to our neighbors, see if there's something that we can do to help them, keep them from having to go to the grocery store, you know, do whatever. This is the time when they need our help.
You know, I was just thinking as you were talking about the social media thing, it reminds me of being in school many years ago, and the teacher does a social experiment by writing something down on a piece of paper and telling the first person to read it and then turn around in class and share that story with the person behind them. And by the time it gets to the end of the classroom, it's a completely different story.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember those two. And that's what social media is. Sure, it's fun to watch the cat videos and, you know, the little kid videos. But, you know, it should not be a place where we get our news. We get our news from a trusted source. And I think that's what we need to continue to do.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. And we appreciate that you were willing to chat with us over the phone, as we all respect social distancing. And we wish you good health, Mayor Arnott.
Yeah, no problem. And just to let the folks know that the local mayors here, we're in constant touch. We speak on the phone a couple times a week. We have the emergency operations center that is up and running now through the regional district. So a lot of the communications that the municipalities will be doing will be fed through the EOC, and it'll go that way. And we just want to have the one point of contact for that. As well, all the mayors throughout British Columbia have a regular conference call with the health minister, Minister Dix, and Dr. Bonnie Henry. And so we're getting a lot of information. folks out there are more than welcome to get a hold of me. Email me through the town of Comox, and anything that I can do to help give some proper information, I'm willing to do. And you know, at the end, let's just all look after each other, and we'll get through this. And you know, and don't hoard. We don't need 400 rolls of toilet paper. And you know, just be mindful of what we're doing out there.
Very well said.
Yeah.
Very well said. Thank you for this again, and stay safe. And I'm sure we'll chat again soon.
Okay. Thanks, Pete. Thanks, Robin. Have a good day.
Okay.